Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us once again on Lit Radio Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Teo. Today, I have a very special guest, Jay Ludit, who is a marketing director at the Institute of Leadership and Management. We will speak about the Institute's International Leadership Week, or just ILW, which is taking place just now between the 20th and the 24th of March. We will discuss what the goals of the International Leadership Week are and how you can participate. Jay Ludit is a senior leader, entrepreneur, and marketing director at the Institute. He is the co-founder and former chief marketing officer of Unidays and supports impact-driven causes through non-executive director roles. Hi, Jay, and thank you very much for joining us today on the Lit Radio Podcast. I'm very excited to speak with you about the International Leadership Week. So let's go into it. So the International Leadership Week focuses on increasing awareness of leadership globally. How would you like to see the Institute of Leadership and Management members and partners make an active contribution to ILW?
Thanks, Taya. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. So thank you for having me on the show. I think that's a great opening question. And I think the fundamental message here is that everything counts. I want our community to know that everyone can play a small or a large part during the week. And without overthinking it, it can be as simple as just involving a friend or a colleague, or better still, involving a group of colleagues and just getting the conversation going. You know, it can be as simple as a conversation, which then gets shared on social media, for example, or just a discussion that gets shared around colleagues. And really, the message there is that just raising awareness of the week, raising awareness of the discussions that you're having, they can all play a huge part in the week. Of course, some of our community have already committed to doing other things like organising their own events, they're organising webinars, they're putting workshops together in the places that they work. So there's really no limit, if you like, to the extent of which you can get involved.
Absolutely. So it's all about spreading the message of great leadership. And then the Institute has developed an impressive and active community that provides a strong network for leaders and managers, both in the UK and around the world. So how and in what ways have you achieved this? What have been the key factors in your success?
Okay, so I think one of the key things here is that what we do as an institute is we essentially put the community front and center. So in a way, we like to facilitate, we like to enable discussions, things to happen. But what we aren't here to do is to tell people what to do. So I think really by allowing the community to kind of, I suppose, to self-manage and self-organize and kind of talk about the things that are important to them and raise the things that are important to them at a given time has allowed us to kind of listen, to get feedback from the community, to respond where we need to, and to act as that support mechanism, if you like. So I think by being really close to our community, but not getting to the point of which we're determining what they should be doing is one of the real ways that we've ended up where we are, which is a really great, engaged and diverse community of leaders and aspiring leaders all over the world.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that you're a great ally to those managers and leaders. And then the Institute's motto is inspiring great leadership everywhere. How in what ways can programs like the International Leadership Week promote the idea that great leadership can be found at all levels of organization and even outside of organizations?
Yeah, so I think related to my previous answer, actually, I think this is about letting people doing the talking, if that makes sense. So I think when you think that leadership can take place anywhere, this isn't a campaign just for senior leaders, for example. It is a campaign just for global leaders or just for junior leaders. It is for everyone, regardless of where you are in your leadership journey. And I think we all have a sense of responsibility, really, to support others, to support people around us, to help them take the opportunity to be seen and be heard during the week. So an example of this might be there might be somebody that you're mentoring or somebody that you're supporting at work. You might be somebody's line manager. And I think there's a responsibility there where you can give some encouragement and some support for people to say something or discuss something or put something out there, which just kind of helps them to feel like they're immersing themselves into the week.
Definitely. And then following on from this last question, leadership can be found in places beyond the obvious. But what are the most unexpected or most unorthodox places the Institute has identified examples of great leadership?
I think with the idea that leadership can happen absolutely anywhere, the concept of it happening somewhere unexpected doesn't really exist, at least in my mind. But there are some examples that spring to mind where we've explored things like leadership skills learned in competitive sports, even at a really young age, and exploring it how those skills can transfer into the workplace. And it's remarkable to see how many similarities there are, and how some of those skills, even if you don't necessarily realize it, you can actually put them into practice when you transition from a sports club, for example, into an office environment or something similar. And I think just in terms of the level of leadership demonstrated through young people. So we partner with Young Enterprise in the UK, and I think every year that we're involved in their programs, we see new heights of leadership capability being demonstrated from their young people working through those programs. So although it's I wouldn't say these examples are unexpected, it's just really kind of interesting to see how examples of leadership can really manifest from different beginnings.
Yeah, I like that. Leadership can be found everywhere. International Leadership Week's stated aim is to unite a global community of people who are committed to raising the standards of leadership. So, how can people communicate during the week to learn from others and share best practices or tips even?
Well, I think the starting point is actually just to talk. Just to talk to each other. I mentioned earlier on how getting involved in the week can be as simple as having a conversation, just telling people what it is that you're doing that week to kind of change things up, or the fact that you've read a really interesting book, or you've had an idea about something different that you're going to try in your position at work or outside of work. So I think just getting the conversation going is just a really simple and easily accessible thing for anybody to do. We also have the hub. So over on the Institute's website, we do have a community forum, which we call the hub, and that's a great place for people to join in and discuss and share their ideas, get the debate going. And we have a really highly engaged audience on LinkedIn in particular. So it's a great idea just to take to social media, let people know what you're doing, start the discussion. And I suppose the key here is that I don't expect people to necessarily always have the same view when it comes to leadership, and that's absolutely fine. But I think the fact that we could promote those conversations is just a really healthy thing to do as an organization, as a community as well. So I think as much of that that people can do, just being really open, taking to social media, taking a look at the hub, getting their ideas down, they're all really great ways to share with the rest of the community.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. And probably to make this podcast more useful for the people who are listening to us, because you mentioned a few times it would be great if people can have open conversations, even internal or even external webinars. What are some topics around leadership that people can discuss? Anything that comes to your mind?
Yeah, well, I think there's a whole bunch of topics actually, and I think one a popular one that comes to mind is just being ready for the future. We've all seen examples of really unprecedented things happen across the world over the space of the last couple of years, in particular. And I suppose the feeling of being prepared, the feeling of being ready to kind of change and agile to react to the changing environment. These are things that are becoming more and more important for leaders and aspiring leaders all over the world. And I think in line with that, things like personal resilience, how do you respond to different challenges? How do you respond to unexpected bumps in the road? How do you recover from those things and stay productive and stay a really highly effective team and a highly effective leader. So those are some of the things that I expect will be coming up during the week, but I'm excited to find out what people are talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure many interesting topics are going to come up. But yeah, I think that's a great suggestion that you just had. And then my last question is a little bit more personal. So what are you hoping to gain from International Leadership Week, you personally? How do you expect those warnings to help you raise standards?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think there's a couple of things that come to mind. The first thing is actually I'm excited to, related to what I was just saying actually, but I'm excited to see the breadth of the conversation that comes up because I think it's really interesting to see, other people's challenges, other people's successes as well for that matter, and that can be really informative, really insightful. Particularly amongst different sectors or sectors that you're not as familiar with. And I think the other thing is really, really hopeful that I will see a lot of people just getting involved in the conversation who might not ordinarily do that. So people pushing themselves out of their comfort zone a little bit just to come forward and say, hey, I've been giving some thought to this, or I've been trying some new things in my daily work life or the way I approach certain challenges. And I think that's really inspiring when you see people kind of coming under the spotlight like that and saying, hey, look, I'm giving this a go. I don't proclaim to be an expert, who is at the end of the day, So I think if it would just be really inspiring to see some new faces coming to the front and to see people pushing themselves out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, that will definitely be interesting to see. Thank you very much, Jay, for taking the time to speak with me today. Of course, we encourage all of our listeners to take part in the International Leadership Week. Of course, they can go to the website of the Institute of Leadership and Management to find out how they can take part or to get part of the conversations that are already going on. And of course, our aim here is to raise the leadership standards. So thank you very much, Jay, for your time.
Thanks very much, Taya. My pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social media at Lead Publishing on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and at Lead Business Media on LinkedIn for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders. We are now also on TikTok, so make sure you follow us at Lead Publishing. See you next time on Lead Radio Podcast.